Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Boone with Jamie Tenzer on October 13th, 2015, with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Thanks to all of you for coming along today. Today, we are very honored to have Andrea Shaw, MCC, as our guest coach. If you've not already done so, please read Andrea's complete bio and see her contact info at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. So here's an outline of our call today. Andrea will coach her client for about 25 minutes. Then Jamie and I will interview Andrea for about 10 minutes. Then we'll open the line for you all to ask questions, if you have some questions. And then at 5 minutes before the hour, we'll make a couple of announcements and close the call. So Andrea and your client, thank you so much for joining us today. And everyone else, we invite you now to sit back and listen in to this coaching session. Andrea, when you're ready, please begin your coaching.
Okay, thanks, Sherry. Hi, Lynn.
Hello, Andrea.
Thank you so much for stepping into this with me. You know, as I wrote you, you sent a thoughtful, generous overview, and I'm really grateful for that.
You're most welcome.
Yeah. So I want to set a little bit of a frame. There are, I know I've heard all the dinging. There are many wonderful minds and ears surrounding us, and I welcome this unique experience. And I also want you to know that to the best of my ability, my attention is only on you. Okay?
Thank you so much. And I'm managing my internal stuff around being listened to and heard as best as I can.
I hear you. I understand. Anything you need to do to help manage that or ready to get started?
I'm ready to get started.
Okay. What would you like to focus on in our time together today?
Well, as I've been mulling it over, I think the piece that I think is most important to me is to recognize that I've got a big challenge with kind of reigniting my business. It's been on the back burner for a little while, and just because of some cash flow constraints, it's really important that I start building that up again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working full time as a business coach, and recognize that I don't have a ton of time to devote to kind of kicking my private practice back up. So it feels a little bit like Mission Impossible.
A big thing to do and no time to do it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so I think for our call today, what I'd like to do is, I guess, focus on building up my confidence for being able to do this.
So building up your confidence for the whole work of reigniting your business more onto the front burner. Is that accurate?
Yeah. You know, getting it directly onto front burner is going to take some time, but like laying the foundation work and putting the time into doing that.
Okay. So the main focus is I, Lynn, want to feel more confident in this effort wherever I can squeeze it in and do it.
That's right, yeah.
That's right. And how would you describe your confidence for this big reigniting project right now?
It wavers. Yeah, I kind of get excited and think, oh yeah, I'm updating my website and I'm excited about how it's going to look, and then I start having uncertainty about, you know, all the backstory of I've tried all these things before and who says it's going to work now, and you know, the chatter.
The chatter. So if you could have whatever you wanted, confidence-wise, I don't know. You pick a time. 3 months, 1 week, 6 months. If you could have it just how you want it, Lynn, what would it look like? Your confidence.
The confidence would look like, would it be more of an internal feeling of trusting that the efforts that I'm making, the things that I'm doing, will bring results, or trusting that what I'm, that's interesting. Just, you know, that putting the emphasis on the result, which creates expectations.
Mm-hmm. So in what period of time are you thinking about? What's your, just a quick pickup time?
I think I would really like to see something within 3 months, like for the beginning of 2016.
So by the beginning of 2016, you want to develop this sense of, it's an internal feeling of trust, of trusting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, and I added results. How are results related to trusting?
How they're related is that if I equate that sense of trust only with expected results, there's lots of room for disappointment in there.
So you want to make a distinction between, you know, you want results and you want to trust some into that, and more importantly right now is increasing that internal self-trust.
Yeah, and I'd like to have that right away, or you know, have a set point that I can recognize within myself to come back to.
Yeah. A set point meaning that place where you feel that trust?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel it, and that I recognize when I'm not in it. If I notice that I'm ruminating a little bit too much and I've stepped away from feeling the sense of trust.
Faith, even. Set point of, I missed a word, but something like clarity and space.
I said faith.
Faith, as in
faith.
Belief.
Belief, yes.
Oh, gosh. Well, we have a clear connection. How come I'm not hearing that? Okay. Faith. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's most important to you about creating a set point of faith in this trust?
What's most important about it is that if it's not there, my clarity does get crowded out with a bunch of thoughts that are distracting and keeping me from doing what's most needed.
So if the faith isn't set, you can be pushed off course, your clarity gets crowded out, and you're in that kind of wobbly place again.
Yeah. Kind of prone to worrying or being pessimistic, kind of thing.
Right. So it sounds like you really want to manage worry, pessimism, the chatter, and have it. I mean, manage it. Maybe it's there. You know it's there, and you want to put your emphasis in your confidence.
That's a beautiful sum up. Thank you, Andrea.
Sure. What hit you about that?
it's just really concise, and I sense that you get where I'm going with this or would like to go.
Yeah, I hope so. I want to be near. Mm-hmm. So you want the emphasis on, you know the habit. You know the chatter, you know the noise that can be there. Maybe there's something valuable in there sometimes. You want to put, again, your emphasis on confidence and growing from there. And what will happen as you do that?
What will happen is, as there are decisions to be made about how to spend my time or how to set things up, I'll be more certain about what I need to do, or just do it and figure out, you know, what else to do if it doesn't get what I want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just that willingness to move forward without hesitation, I think, is part of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing you say. Greater certainty of action, greater just jump into it action, less hesitation. You want to move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want to move forward.
Yeah.
Was there hesitation there?
Oh, just that brings up some emotion, Andrea. That's
What's coming up?
It feels like there's been a lot of not moving forward in the things that I want to move forward in. And so yeah, there's disappointment. Just that feeling of, you know, verklempness that I can't completely articulate even.
Mm-hmm. So what you're struck or you're moved by keener awareness of not activating, not moving forward like you want sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can see that, and tell me if this is right, you can see that hovering here in the area
mm-hmm.
of, you know, get going with the reigniting the business, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens if in 3 months you stay inactive, you stay kind of in that hesitation place? What will you think and feel at that point?
I would feel pretty disappointed in myself and not knowing, you know, what circumstances might also add to that at this point. It would, yeah, would maybe even create a sense of failure or wonder if I just need to let go of it altogether and do something else, you know, just
mm-hmm.
not feelings I want to have.
Right, right. So if nothing changes at all, you'd end up in 3 months, probably feeling disappointed in yourself, dealing with that failure thing, and that even makes you feel like, oh, God, well, maybe I shouldn't even do it. Shouldn't even try.
Yeah, yeah. Pack it in.
Pack it in.
Yeah.
And what if in 3 months you gather that faith and you somehow create greater certainty maybe even in a small area, and you have more action, then what's possible?
Well, then what's possible is I'm pretty sure I'll have my website upgraded, completed by then, maybe even before then, and I'll know that I've done the best I could to move that along, and I'll have stepped through some of the other plans of action that I have already. I mean, I've got the action plans and the steps laid out. I'll have moved well along on those, and be making good progress, and maybe even have some new clients by then.
Wow. So on the one hand...
That would be the absolute ideal.
We're shooting for the moon here.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, if you don't kind of garner that faith, you'll end up disappointed, playing around with feeling like a failure, and maybe saying, I got to let this go. And on the other hand, if you gather that faith, when you do, you'll feel more certainty. The website will probably be done. You'll be moving along on other pieces that you've got on your action plan list. You'll be making progress and perhaps have some clients, some new clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's really a distinction between the two paths.
Yeah, there is quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about that distinction now, what comes up for you?
It feels like a big gap to a big, chasm to cross.
A big chasm from I can't do this to I feel really good about this?
Well, actually, when I look at the gap, it's between, how much has been done now and how much I'd like to have done by the end. And this is sort of more, not so much the confidence piece itself, but the to-do things that are tied to it.
Uh-huh. So it sounds like you're saying, Lynn, that your confidence gets a little diminished when you think of the to-dos. You're not far enough along?
Yeah, and the, recognizing, the chunks of time that I've got to work with between now and then, and, will I actually be able to put in the time? There's, I still need to kind of regroup on my downtime and, balance between the working on the business stuff and maintaining my health and well-being as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of look. The confidence starts to get rattled when I think, am I biting off more than I can chew here?
Mm-hmm. How can you tell?
How can I? I guess I if I look back, and. It's more of the rear view mirror of what's happened so far, what's been going on over the last few years. And without getting into big stories, I mean, there's been a lot of personal stuff that I've been dealing with that have kept me from being able to really dedicate as much time on the business stuff. And so it's one of those, if I look backward, evidence would show that, you know, you haven't had enough time to really dedicate to this, and that's the results that you've got. And so it's kind of that the logical voice that says, so, you know, what makes you think now you can do this?
Mm-hmm. So you're asking, what, if anything, is different now?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about answering that?
Thank you. And things are different now. And then
I thought you were going to say that.
I do think, you know, it's like, you know, my you know, my family life is much, much improved. My husband is on the well on his road to recovery, and and whoa, my goodness, there's lots of emotion there too.
Mm.
And I really, really would like to trust that.
Yeah.
There's not going to be something else that comes along and says, oh, you got to deal with this now.
Uh-huh.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've had a whole lot on your plate, a whole lot, and it has, I guess it's fair to say, slowed you way down, maybe to a stop in this domain. And did you hear your voice when you said, however you got came to it, yeah, my family is much improved. My husband's on the road to recovery. Did you hear mm-hmm. the energy in your voice?
Yes, I did. And I felt it too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which Lynn, if you'll allow me to divide you... Which Lynn's voice was that?
That's the one who's trusting and faithful and sees possibilities and
mm-hmm.
as a former boss used to say, can see the pony in the pile of poo.
You can see the pony in the pile of poo. All right. All right. And what's the other voice?
Oh, the other voice is, you know, gremlins and saboteurs and logical ego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of your wish, your original wish to build confidence, I mean, just in our conversation,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you choose as the direction that's best for you? And you can think about that.
I would like, I'm choosing the direction that sees possibility. That, you know, recognizes when the voices of concern come up that there may be something worth paying attention to. I need to be, you know, keep things rational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep it out of what I would call a fantasy space.
Mm-hmm.
And just like bring that from the realm of possibility into probability.
Mm-hmm.
By staying focused and staying in that place of trust and confidence that as I put the energy and the attention on it, I will see some results.
Mm-hmm. You worked your way to that end right there. As I put some energy and confidence in this, I'll see some mm-hmm. results. It sounded to me like you were kind of you're working with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I, you know, I listen and I stay rational and I hear some of that chatter and, you know, maybe there's something realistic in there I have to pay attention to. Maybe there's something useful if I go off into, you know, I loop out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
and yet wanting to keep that somehow in check so you can keep feeding the direction where you see possibility. Did I hear that right?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
So how do you go forward from here?
That I want to keep. Sorry, sometimes I'm just my hesitance is just finding the right words.
Take your time.
As I sense. I want to keep my focus on the positivity, the possibility, and recognize that I do have the capacity to bring it into reality, rather than dismiss things that are maybe a little bit challenging as not possible.
So you want to keep the focus on what's possible, and that you can do it.
Yeah,
and then I will take steps.
And I will take steps based on the possibility of being able to do that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And do you feel ready now to somehow create a step? May not be a content step, you know, like I'll do my web page on this or that, or maybe.
Yeah.
What was coming to me was a step to protect and defend what we're talking about, what you're going for.
Yeah. Actually, I read something on the weekend. It was an interview with Oprah, and she ended the statement with, she ended the interview or the article ended with her statement that beyond this time and space, all is well and all will be well.
And that touched you.
Oh, yeah. And what I heard in that is, yeah, things might be hard now or have been hard, and it's not like dismissing something as unrealistic.
Right.
When I hear somebody say to me, oh, everything will work out. You know, there's a part of me that wants to doubt that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if I hold it all, if we get beyond this time and space, all will be well.
That
brings me to a place of being real with that. And letting that be real within me.
So you need the big perspective. It's really helpful for you to have the big perspective of beyond time and space. That something in that helps you trust.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you hold that more close?
Well, what's coming up in my awareness is a memory of, you know, being quite young and looking for work and not quite knowing what direction to go in, and just going through an exercise of putting out resumes and being in a place inside myself that said, as long as I keep putting things out, something will come back.
So as long as you
did, I can't remember what it was. Yeah.
But as long as you keep putting things out, something will come back.
Yeah.
And how would you apply that now?
As long as I keep putting energy into rebuilding, like reigniting. It's interesting that I used that word, my little flame yoga logo, sorry. If I keep putting energy into reigniting, something will come. Something will come back.
As long as you keep putting energy into reigniting, something will come back. And how
yeah.
can you keep that front and center? Like, how do you make that? How do you remember to do that when we get off this call? How do you remember that in a week?
Well, you know, as we've been talking, I've done a little stylized drawing of my business logo on the page here.
You got that done, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's making it visible in my workspace as a visual reminder. Yeah.
So you drew this and is that will that how can you use that or take that even further?
Yeah. I'm just sitting with that. You know, there's something about as I sit down or I dedicate time in my downtime to putting in the energy to working on business stuff that I tune back into the essence energy of the logo that I created, which has to do or had created with, you know, keeping the inner spark alive and fanning the flame. It's like being able to do for myself what I do for the people I work with.
Being able to do for you what you do for others, help others fan that spark and turn it into a flame.
Yeah.
So how can you, what do you want to do for yourself?
As I'm sitting down to do some work, is actually retune to that energy within myself as I move forward. Which is a really different space of sitting down at the computer and going, oh God, I've got so much work to do.
Sure is. Sure is.
You know?
So, yeah. How will you call that front and center when you sit down to work? Like, how do you defend that space from the, oh God, this is so heavy?
I'm going to turn my business card holder around so that I can see it.
Oh.
It's a reminder. Yeah.
What else can you do? To turn the spark into your, to turn your spark into your flame.
Allow myself to feel it. And I mean that, and that's really significant for me.
What's significant about that?
About feeling the energy of feeling the energy of what that which I desire to create already within myself is a really, really significant part of bringing it into reality. It's just a foundational principle that I believe in and operate in.
So, like feeling it already alive, it's it already exists in you.
Yeah.
Is that confidence?
I suppose it is.
All right, then.
Yeah. 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 Thank you.
You're welcome. Does that feel like you kind of connected the beginning of the session with the end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of a warm glow inside me here. It's quite nice. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, Lynn. What a pleasure to walk and talk with you.
Mm-hmm. You're most welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much, Andrea. Thank you also to your client, Lynn. Thanks for that great session. All right. So, Andrea, we'd like to ask you a couple questions, and then we're going to open it up to others. I think my first question for you is it's just sort of the global. We'd love to unpack, see beneath the surface a little bit, and would you share with us sort of what you were thinking, what was going on for you internally as you were going through this session today?
Interesting question. I think the first place where I, if you will, clicked in mm-hmm. was when it seemed clear that if Lynn could hold the negative self-talk at bay, she would soar.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sort of an underlying, she ratified it pretty early, but it was a kind of an underlying principle that I thought was probably going to keep coming up. I didn't know, but I thought probably.
Mhm. Mhm.
Did that answer you?
Yeah. It does. And just a follow up. As you were progressing, can you share anything about some of the choices you were making, the direction you were taking? I mean, what was going on for you? What happens for you as you follow someone like this in this kind of a conversation?
Well, I typically start with, where do you want to get? So we got mm-hmm. a little bit about the focus, and then I go to what's the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we came to trust and faith, when I finally heard the word faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it seemed important to understand, well, what's really significant about trusting and confidence and
mm-hmm.
faith.
Mm-hmm.
And as I think we heard at the end, it's monumental. It's for Lynn to know in the beginning that she can do it, that it's already done in a way,
yeah.
if I heard her right.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so back to my process. It was pretty clear, on the one side is disappointment, on the other side is possibility. So I wanted to, if it continued to make sense to her, I was right on with tracking that.
Mm-hmm.
That made important. Right. That was important to me.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Right. Really following her. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you could ask it in a different way because I feel like I'm just repeating.
I think you're doing great, Andrea. Yeah.
Mm.
I'm going to. I want to acknowledge you for something, and then I want to turn it over to Jamie to see what questions Jamie has. I really loved at the beginning the way you sort of set the tone, and made such a safe space, created that. The safety for your client. It's just the way you set it up. And
uh-huh.
you talked about being listened to and, just presence that here we are together in a coaching session and yet all these other people are here on the line listening and that you're going to pay attention to her. And it gave her permission to settle in, also share that, and then begin from there. So I just thought that was a brilliant way of making that connection. and creating that space with your client at the beginning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, as I thought about the call before, I thought, you know, this is really unique. This is incredible. Mm-hmm. There are all these eyes and ears and minds on this. This is fabulous. Mm-hmm. And it's just us. It's got to be.
Right. Exactly.
And I forgot. I did forget. You want to know my process? I forgot.
Okay, there we go. Thank you.
I think because I kept going down, 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 because Lynn was open, open, open.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and that's what I really observed, that the depth of that connection, and it didn't seem like you were aware of anyone else listening. So thanks for allowing us that to be in the bleachers, watching, and observing. So, Jamie, do you have a question for Andrea?
Yeah, follows on to that a little bit. I was just noticing your coaching presence so strong, and your listening, and your ability to really, hear the words and phrases that she was using, and really connect on that level. And I was just curious if you could share some of the process that you have prior to a coaching session. You know, what do you do to sort of prepare? You said a little bit, and this was unusual because you were on this call, but just in general, what's your process for kind of bringing yourself present like that in the coaching?
When I start talking to someone, one of my clients, I go to this place. Typically, I have a few notes, and I check, what we did last time. Mostly, I remember it, but sometimes I don't remember particular action steps. So I check in with that, and I don't do anything special. I don't sit for 5 minutes. I just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It just happens. That's okay. Nothing to be sorry about. That's great.
Well, yeah.
All right, good. Let's see who else has some questions for you.
Yeah, let's go ahead and open up the lines. Everyone, what are you curious about? Please say your first name if you have a comment, a question, or an acknowledgement for Andrea. Just go ahead and press *6 now.
Hello?
Hi. Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Hayden Lee. Thank you so much. My question was, well, first of all, thank you so much for that great session. I loved the paraphrasing was awesome. So, but my question was, I noticed there's twice where you had the client make a distinction, and I just wanted to get further clarity on your thought process on how you thought it would be a good time to make that distinction and how you were able to formulate the powerful question around the distinction.
Good question. Now I have to bring back the distinction. So on the one hand was the worrying and the lack of clarity. On the other hand, the certainty, more action, that kind of thing, the confidence. Is that what you mean, Hayden?
Yeah, well, the first one I wrote down was something about results related to trusting, and I think we made a distinction there. And then...
Yeah. Actually, Lynn said the words. I believe she said, trusting brings results. Oh, that's interesting. And I said, what's interesting? And she said, well, something about connecting it to results. And it's actually, this is keen on your part, because I think that's where the whole kind of two sides began.
Okay.
She's trusting, and she wants trust and confidence, and she can get caught in results, which can also, you know, and well, and on the negative side, well, what have I done over the last few years? And, you know, then that just means I'm going to do the same thing again. And it doesn't. And she started to, she caught herself. So I thought I was amplifying a place where she can either bring herself down or really go forward.
Okay. Nice. So then is there a specific, like, not a red flag, but like a specific, like, light bulb that goes off in your head where you're like, oh, this is a great time to make a distinction?
Well, the little light bulb was Lynn saying, you know, Lynn making a little sound and Lynn making a little aha.
Okay.
I was following her there, and it really divided the highway, if you will.
Well, nice. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Hayden. Who else? There was someone else that was
this
starting.
This is Jen. Yeah, it was Jen from Portland. Hi.
Hi.
Andrea, thank you so much. I really seriously digged this session. You have a really great presence. So there was one piece. Well, first of all, I want to ask, at the MCC level, for those of us who are going for that and doing our recording and stuff, is it how important is it for us to set that tone of, like, confidentiality and, like, are you in a good space? Do you need anything? You know, I hear a lot in these calls that you guys do that, and I don't always do that in the calls. So is it just because there's this sort of environment that we're in, or do you really do that?
Great question, Lynn. Mm. On the one hand, this environment, just for me, I had to do it, you know, for Lynn. In my regular sessions, I don't start that way, though my presence is focused and on the client. I think there was something else you asked, a little piece.
Yeah, about, like, the, you know, sometimes it's like the confidentiality or, you know, I hold this space sacred, blah, 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 whatever it is, like, that many coaches say.
I set that up from the get-go, like from an initial call with a client.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I want to hire you kind of call.
Got it.
I'm going to talk about, you know, it's between you and me, and you set the rules on that.
Yeah.
You know,
if we
ever meet in public, it's up to you to acknowledge. If you want to say, you know, we're in coaching together, great, I never will.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of agreements. I might either mention on that initial get to know you, but definitely in the, you know, once I'm hired, the agreements take 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, verbally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that, then I wanted, can I ask just one quick follow-up?
Sure.
The topic, okay, so you asked how would you like to begin today, and then you asked about the outcome, and then what would that mean? Right, and then, like, how will you know, or, you know, I can't remember how you asked that. What's most important to you about, set, you know, this setting, getting the set point in trust?
Uh-huh.
How, you know, what will happen as you do that? So that's all good. Is that, like, what you would consider gathering the takeaway, like what the client takes away, or is that a whole different question? Like, I feel like it meets the grade, you know what I mean, of what she wants to take away, but yet it's not being directly asked.
Well, I started right away saying something like, what would you like to focus on? And I, you know, that's typical for me, or what would you like to work on? That's typical in any given session.
Yep.
With someone who I'm less familiar with, not in a situation like this, I might say, what might you like to leave this session with?
Right.
It's a slightly more formal way of asking the same thing. then I'm rooting around, Jen. I'm looking for, oh, you know, there's so many words for it. Where's the meaning? Where's the passion? Where's the energy? Or what's the vision which gives all that? So that's when I'm saying, you know, optimally in 3 months, if you get exactly what you want, what will that look like? Mm-hmm. So we're setting the, I'm asking the client to name their expectation, to set the bar, to, you know, to take, to step into what they really, really want, to stretch. You know, in typical life, you don't talk about that big picture, what you really want. And I might spend, you know, we had 25 or so minutes, and I didn't know if I had to stop myself or what, and so I wasn't watching the time. But in a unique session, I might go back to that.
It was like 15 minutes into the session and you were still kind of, like you said, like fishing. And I'm like, well, that's awesome. But at the same time, she was still, you know, growing in awareness. It wasn't like you were spending all that time on the takeaway or the, you know what I mean? There was awareness being built. I just felt like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like there needs to be a distinct start to the session once we clarify the takeaway. But really what I'm learning is that it's kind of all muddled together. There's no real... I don't know.
In coaching that I do and in coaching that I teach, there is a distinct start and there is a distinct, you know, when you're doing like past the initial visioning kind of where do you want to go kind of session and you're in all these intermediate sessions, it's always, for me, how did you do with, you know, the work the step you said you were going to take last week? If Lynn and I were following up in the next session, it might be, how did it go with that drawing and having the cards turned around and mm-hmm. sinking into that energy? Or it might be, how did you do with the homework and see what she says about all that? And then we'd talk about that, you know, it went well this way, didn't go so well this way, or a barrier came up, and how can you deal with the barrier? And then, what do you want to focus on today?
Right. Right,
There is form, at least in my coaching.
Yeah.
It's not formless.
Sure. Got it. Really helpful. Andrea, thank you so much. You're masterful, obviously. And Sherry and Jamie, kudos. Thank you for bringing this.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. We have time for one more question.
Hi, this is Steve in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah, Steve, go ahead.
My question, I hope it's a simple one, but when Lynn brought up her logo, I was wanting to see it and know about her process because it had meaning for her. And I wondered, Andrea, since you've worked with her before, was that automatically full of meaning in your mind, or did you let it sit with her for the meaning? I mean, what was your process there?
Great question, Steve. I've never worked with Lynn before.
Oh, okay.
I've never spoken to Lynn before. But you pick up on something that, I mean, I would have liked to have known more about that. Honestly, transparency, I didn't know if I was supposed to end the call or somebody was going to give me a warning or, you know, and I should have clarified that. And so I was, you know, kind of moving towards, well, it seems like it's around we should probably be stopping, so I'm just going to, at that point I was keeping on going. I wasn't going down into, I wasn't exploring more, as far as I remember. I was moving, trying to help her move to how she was going to take this, if it's possible, into action.
It seemed like restraint, where I would have wanted to go and ask questions that may not be relevant, and it was all about, okay, how will this matter for you, which is the best kind of question, but...
Yeah.
Oh, I would have been biting my tongue.
Oh, but I sort of was. I don't think it would. I think it's a very relevant. I mean, I think, you know, I agree with you. I think it's a very relevant question, and it's just because of where we were in the session that I wasn't going to open that up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. And we're coming up. We just have a couple minutes left, so I'm going to turn it back. Thank you so much, Andrea, for answering questions and everyone for coming along with your questions. And Jamie, would you like to close us out here, please?
Yes, yes, and yes. Thank you, Andrea. That was just wonderful to listen to. All right. So in closing, today, again, we want to thank Andrea Shaw for masterful coaching. And before we give the last code word, I want to remind you about the Deeper Conversations course. If you need CCEUs this year to renew your credential, our Deeper Conversations coaching class is going on right now, and there's still time to come along and join us and get hours before the end of November. If you begin next week, you'll have time to earn 15 hours in the core competencies and 16 in resource development. We offer two time options each week, Monday and Wednesday at 2 o'clock Eastern and Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern. And you can read all about it at deeperconversationscoaching.com. If you still have questions, feel free to email us, and we're happy to get on the phone with you. Our email address is info@deeperconversationscoaching.com. So next month, our Real Coaching Sessions call will be on Tuesday, November 10th at 2 o'clock Eastern with Mirella De Civita, PCC, and we hope you will join us. So now we'll stop the recording, and I will give the final code word.